Eve's Quest is a trivia game created by Montrealers Joanna Broadhurst and Odette McCarthy. But it's not a typical trivia game, as it's the first game of its sort to completely focus on women. I spoke with Joanna Broadhurst about the creation of the game and the response to it.
What is Eve's Quest exactly?
Well, Eve's Quest is a trivia board game celebrating women. So there's over 1,000 questions in there, mostly trivia, but there's also interactive categories, charades, singing, drawings, and intuition challenges. So it keeps it really participatory when people are playing the game.
How did you create a trivia game, to get all that information there's a wealth of information. How do you put it together into something that's fun and enjoyable?
We didn't want it just to be dry trivia because that's sort of been done. And not that it's been done about women, but the sort of dry trivia format. And we ourselves liked playing games that were more participatory. So we tried to look at, what's been done, what works, what we like, and put it all in there. So that's what we did. And we, of course, for the trivia part, we did a lot of research, reading books, basically for about a year, the two of us, so Odette and I, my co-creator. For the singing and drawing and charades, it's also women-themed things that you're drawing or female artists that you're singing, that kind of thing. So, there was a little bit of research involved in that too. And once we had the idea and how it was going to be on the board and all of that, how the mechanisms, how it was going to work, we, of course, did a lot of focus testing as well to make sure it was working and that people were having fun. And it's not at all a sort of pedantic game, although you might learn a thing or two while you're playing it. It's not, preachy down your throat, doesn't put down men, anything like that. There's a nice mix of substance and fluff, so people have fun and maybe learn a thing or two along the way.
Yeah. Was it easier to do an all-female game, or was it harder to actually make it fun, and not preachy? Was it harder to make it enjoyable?
I don't know, harder, because we've never done anything else, but No, we really like everything we came at from an angle of, okay, this is a celebratory game. We're not putting down men. What's the information that we're reading that's interesting or out of the ordinary or that we find intriguing? And we jotted all that stuff down on index cards and eventually in the database. And that's how we came up with the content. Of course, we didn't want to glide over either sort of realities of women's lives across the world, a lot of which could be looked at sort of negatively in terms of the inequalities or the difficulties and challenges and violence and all the rest of it. So we didn't want to just omit all of that because, of course, that's a big part of, women's realities and our contributions over the years is fighting certain, fights. So the conscious decision we took about that was, okay, well, if we're going to, have something in there about violence, it's going to be like the victories that have happened along the way. So the year that Senegal, for example, had adopted a law to ban female genital mutilation rather than simply how many women are female, experience mm-hmm. that every year. So we tried to look at the turning points and so it does acknowledge those struggles and those realities, but sort of in a positive way.
Okay. Great. And you guys, you had the only trivia game on the market when it came out. Mm-hmm. Is that still the case?
I believe so. Last time I checked, unless you know something I don't know, Dimitri.
No,
okay.
I don't.
But no, last time I checked, that's correct. We're the only, general knowledge sort of trivia game about women on the market.
How has response been to the game?
Well, it's been great. We've been, really not surprised. Obviously, we did this because we thought people would react to it and it would resonate with people. It's been really fun because we work on it like in our living rooms for 2 years, sort of basically in private. Then all of a sudden, it goes out into the world and has a life of its own. And we're getting emails from so and so in Australia who wants to order it, and a professor in Germany, and from all corners of North America. And obviously, we're doing a lot of work to get some press and exposure and doing lots of promotional things. But it's clear it already has a life of its own because people, way beyond our reach are finding out about it. And so that's been really, really rewarding. And I think it's resonating with people that, sort of had the same reaction we did of why we created the game, that, hey, this is a great idea. How come no one's done it yet? So.
It's not been around.
Mm-hmm.
And is it younger or older people? Is it everyone?
We don't really get their age. We can't really tell because we're selling to retailers. I mean, on our website, we're selling directly to individuals, but we don't get their ages. Mm-hmm. We imagine our buyers are probably like 25 to 55, mostly female, although there's a lot of men buying on our website. So, know, that's encouraging as well, which is what we wanted.
And the men are enjoying it?
Yeah, I think so. From the feedback we have, we had, I had an email the other week from a guy in Colorado who saw it in a journal about for fathers and daughters and ordered it for his daughter. So I didn't even know that was happening, but, you know, there you go.
Actually, have you received any criticism for sort of doing an all-female game?
Not in any kind of serious way. You know, you get every once in a while, you get the when are you going to do Adam's Quest or, you know, that kind of thing. We have a good response for that because right in the beginning when we were doing research to find out, A, if someone had already done this before and we just didn't know about it, we decided to also take a look at some of the, you know, more successful trivia general trivia games that are out there and see what their content on women was like. So we're like, well, maybe there's enough already and stuff and there's, so there's not really a hunger for it. Well, guess what the percentage of content about women was in a very prominent trivia game that shall remain nameless was. Guess what the percentage was.
15%.
4. So, wow. Adam's Quest has been done.
So Adam's Quest has been done. What about, I don't know, Lilith's Quest or something like that? Are you working on anything?
New? It's funny that you should say bring up the name Lilith, because of course in our debates and thinking about what we were going to call this thing, Lilith was in the running, but and we eventually went with Eve. But we have lots of ideas about other versions that we want to do. I mean, I think probably our next version, once resources permit, is going to be a younger girls version, 8 to 12. Because we really see that there could be a good market for that and a real need for it to sort of counterbalance all the other, you know, sort of negative objectifying stuff that's out there for 8 to 12-year-old girls. So we're really excited about that one. And of course, being from Quebec, we're both bilingual, and that's really important to us. Our families are both bilingual, Odette and I, and so we would like to come out with a French version, which wouldn't just be a translation of the English version, obviously, because a lot of the information in the game, the trivia, is cultural specific. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a certain portion of our information that's just international and could be translated, but the rest of it would have to be dealt either for the Quebec audience or a Francophonie audience. So that's another one that's close to our hearts. But I mean, the possibilities are endless. German, African-American, you know, you name the community and you could, there's content enough there for, you know, endless numbers of versions.
Okay. So right now you're in Canada. Next step is, I guess, the United States. That's and then right. The world.
That's right. Oprah. If okay. You're listening, great. We say that everywhere. You never know.
Okay. Well, I guess that's pretty much my questions, unless...
Thank you.
Eve's Quest is available at bookstores across Canada, including Chapters. It is also available for order online at www.evesquest.com. Dimitri Marine for CKUT.